You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. So all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Lord, You are the source of our strength. I lift my hands to You. Trouble, pain, and fear. We can be of good cheer because You've already provided. And there's only one word, and that's called victory. So, Father, we thank You that You've already made the plans. You've already set them out. And all we have to do is walk in Your promises to receive what You have already planted for us. We thank You that the work is done and the rest is next. Father, show us how to enter into Your rest as we do the work that we've been called to. Because we don't have to try to figure everything out. Because it is finished. We thank You in advance for everything that You purpose to do today. And we thank You in advance that we receive it. We're going to grab it. We're going to make it ours. We're going to walk in it. We're going to talk in it. We're going to think in it. We're going to live in it because that's our new lifestyle. So we just worship You today. Because no matter what happens, You're standing with us. You're standing in us. And You're standing for us. So what can mere men do to us when the battle is already won? Your word says, touch not My anointed one, and do them no harm. So I thank You in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Wayne. Don't get me started there. So, I'm continuing the series called Finish Strong. We don't want to finish weak. We want to finish strong. We want to use that momentum that we finish with in order to take us use momentum. You've seen coaches in football and basketball, and I'm sure in other sports, where they'll call timeout because the other team is running roughshod over you. So they got to take time out, and they got to call time out to try to break the momentum. But what I'm going to talk about this morning, mind my own business. Y'all know when it happened, when I mind my own business. The lesson was finished on Monday, but he had new plans. So I'm just going to go with his plan. Because see, my plans can fail, but his plans never fail. When they look like they're failing, it's because the adjustment has been made on your behalf. I just wanted to let you let that sink in for a little while. Because if he never fails, then that means it can't fail. He's adjusting us to go to the next level. Because the blessing is already finished. But he's preparing us for how to receive it. If you never dealt with money before and you get a lot of money, but you wasn't ready, you can have a car for your child. You don't give a child 3 years old a car. Now, you can have it set up for them, but if you gave it to them then, what would happen? But you wait and you watch and see whether they're ready to receive. And then you present the gift. So let's talk about finishing strong. As of 2021... we know it's coming to an end. Let's make a decision to finish strong. To finish the things we have started, the goals we have set, the dreams we have had. Are y'all still dreaming? Raise your hand if you're still dreaming. Let's finish strong enough that the momentum that we started with will take us into 2022. So all you got to do is finish this year strong. I shared it with, you know, we got two cats and we got an upstairs and downstairs. And I look at it and when the cats run upstairs, when they get to the very top, they slow down. And I learned in cycling that when we do that, when we climb up a hill and we get to the top of the hill, we got to, if we're going 20 miles an hour up the hill, we need to go over the hill doing 20 miles an hour. Because that momentum that we started with will propel us to go even faster. But if we take that speed and we go 20 miles an hour and get to the top and then we slow down, then we have to use extra energy to go over. So let's finish strong in our relationships. We're going to look at those things. We're going to break them down. We're going to look at them, the things that we need to do to adjust those. The cutting loose. Y'all know what cutting loose is, right? I didn't say busting loose. I say cutting loose. Because if I say busting loose, we got people that will bust you. Y'all know what I mean, right? I'm talking about cutting loose. There are people that's been trying to come into your life that's sent by God. But we're looking at them differently when we need to embrace them. Because God is sending them to you because you're so used to the old that you don't recognize the new. The new is called his anointing. We're going to look at commitments. What do you need to commit to? And what do you need to ask for forgiveness to be released from? Because if you're dragging your foot, what's the team going to do? Going to drag theirs. Y'all know, I mean, I'm just looking at this football thing because I know it's real popular. You know, they'll give you a chance. And then after a while, they'll cut you loose. Now, I'm not just talking about the players. I'm talking about the coaches. They say, wait, we gave you a long enough chance. You're supposed to turn it around, and you didn't turn it around, so it's time to let you go. So we're going to look at those commitments. Are you overcommitted, or are you undercommitted? Or do you have no commitment to your life and to the lives of others? We're going to look at our finances, and we're going to dig in that. We're going to get a little bit into that. Write this down. Go ahead, just write this down. This is the first time I say it, write it down today. So you have to make a decision. Number one, what do you want? What do you want? What do you really want? Number two, you know how popular that why word is? They say you focus on the why. Why do I want it? Why do I want what I want? And number three, Holy Spirit, show me how to get it. Show me how to get what I said I want. We're going to look at our health. What are we doing with that? Do we look our age or do we look younger than our age? Hopefully y'all going to say younger. The sound booth back there laughing. They got the little Bible study going on back there. And they talk about how you looking. We're going to look at our talents. Our talents. What are they like? What talent are you walking away from because you don't think you have the anointing for it? The reason he called you into that talent was because you were going to have to rely on him because you can't do it. Every time I step up here, I'm resting in the fact that he's already prepared me. If he wants to change something, let's change it. Because I know his anointing is what flows in me to be able to teach what I teach, to do what I do, to walk in the freedom that he's given me. But this is what he said. But to finish strong, we must release the extra baggage. God calls this pruning. You know how to, about pruning a tree? You clip it. You clip it. So what we got to clip? Uh-oh. What do we have to clip? Oh, you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to take you there. That's a song too, right? I take you there. Who sang it? Staple Singers? Yeah. When I grew up in Covenant, we had this store in a certain area near the school. And every Friday, it was this gentleman. He would come in, and he was a contractor. And he would, you remember him, Madeline? Yep. And he would play "I'll Take You There." He got off at 3. At 3:15, he was there. And he played that same record until the store closed. Yes, sir. Now, we didn't like it because you're hearing this song for 5 hours. But who was paying? If you didn't like it, leave. And he would stand there. He only had one move. That was it. But he enjoyed that song. He only did it on Friday. So we want to look at the season of pruning to bring more fruit. The season of pruning to bring more fruit. Because that's how we say we're going to finish strong, right? So what happens if you exceed what you thought you were going to finish with? That's what pruning will do. So an action, this is what pruning means. An action taken by a gardener to cut away any growth on a branch or tree that is undesirable in order to produce more, keyword, long-lasting, long-term growth. So you can cut a branch. God can make an adjustment in our life that will give us long-term growth. Not just baby growth, but long-term growth. What if you went from making $50,000 a year to $100,000 a year? Would you consider that massive growth? Okay. What if you could? that sound booth, they own it tonight, though. Today, boy, they own it. What if you could had to take medication to go to sleep at night, but all of a sudden you could just go to sleep at night? Would you consider that growth? Yes. What if you don't tell everybody what you think when they come against you? What if you went praying for them, interceding for them, praying that they would live and not die, and they would declare the works of the Lord? All right. Would you consider that massive growth? When the old you would have cussed them out, would have set up stuff for them, flat their tire, or whatever else y'all would do. You heard me say y'all, right? Yeah, I wasn't always spiritual. But what happens if you can talk your way off the ledge instead of jumping? Would you consider that massive growth? What does pruning look like in your life? I want to make sure you get an understanding of what's been, how we misinterpret what God is doing. Pruning looks like a reduction or loss. You want to write that down. You might have got a job and they told you they needed you full time, and then all of a sudden they said, let's change the hours. We don't need you as much as we thought we were. So it looks like it's a reduction of your finances. It looks like reduction or loss. Like we've had people, stay in this lane, Paul. Stay over here. Stay right here. See how pruning happened? I got pruned real quick. He said, don't do it. So it looks like when you feel like things are going wrong, such as your finances are not as strong as they used to be. That's how we're looking at pruning. Something happened. Your finances used to be up here, now they're here. You used to didn't have anything that was going wrong with your stuff. Y'all know we were talking about your stuff, your computers or your cars or your marriage. So it looks like something is going wrong. Pruning looks like you're losing your possessions. Someone promised you something, and they never showed up or they took it back. They say, I want to bless you, so I'm going to give you this. And they say, I'll bring it back tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. But when you see them, they don't say a word about it. But your old you, before you got pruned, man, you said. Because y'all know how you can do it when you say it, right? What about your relationships? Is everybody in your life supposed to be in your life? I heard one person say, uh-uh. I'm going to ask this side. Is everybody in your life supposed to be in your life? But we kept them over time. When we were supposed to release them, we decided to keep them. Because we feel like we God. Say we God. But he said for a season. When you share things with people, see whether they're listening. See whether they're paying attention. See whether their life is changing as a result of what's being shared. So pruning looks different. What about your influence? You used to be a type of person that people wanted to talk to you, interact with you, have conversation with you. Now it looks like everybody just walking by you. How do you know that's not pruning? How do you know that's not pruning? It's a real question. How you know? I got a question in the back or a statement. Yeah, it's like sometimes people are in your life for a season, not for a lifetime. And so you have influence because it appears as people are listening and responding until you speak total truth. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Total truth is you wrong in that area. You need to make an adjustment. You need to forgive. So as long as I don't talk about forgiveness, y'all like what the pastor say. But I can have one of the most intense times and I forgive and I come out here last Sunday and saw God's glory. You would never know what happened before I came out here. But because I forgave, it's two times. Y'all can, don't even waste your time texting me or emailing me on this one. It's only two times you're supposed to forgive, when you're right and when you're wrong. See, I see only a few people writing that one down. Like, I'm supposed to do what? Where did I get that from? Jesus hanging on the cross and didn't do anything. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you mean the little stuff that come at us? We never had to hang on the cross. But he forgave us. Now, I'm not the one that did it all time. We were there. So when you lose your influence, shut your mouth. I'm going to give y'all a secret. Y'all ready for a secret? Yeah. When I'm talking to people, y'all going to know my stuff now. But that's all right. It's subconscious, and you won't even be aware that you're doing it. I'm talking to somebody that asked me a question. I'm talking to them, then I peep down, see where the feet at. Can y'all see? Can you see the feet? Mm-hmm. If the feet like that means they're listening to me. But then if they turn that other foot this way, see that foot? That means they listen to a part of the conversation. But if you do it like this, they done left the building. So look at people's feet next time. I'm going to be looking at yours. Well, I do it all the time. I do it cool with mine. So I'm going to see y'all today. It's like. If If you only had 1,000 words, I know this is a movie Eddie Murphy had. If you only had 1,000, I never saw the movie, 1,000 words. If you only have 1,000 words to speak, use them wisely. Use them wisely. Don't use them on everybody. Speak, smile, and walk free. Talking about pruning, though. It looks like, I'm talking about pruning, what it looks like. It looks like accusations against you. People saying stuff about you. People coming against you. People lying on you. Say lying. And some of the accusations are real. That's one of the things my wife told me when I entered in the ministry. She said, Paul, just got one word for you. I said, okay, what you got, baby? Because one word, I mean, that's pretty good. She said, people can bring accusations against you. Just make sure they're not true. Make sure they're not true. Another thing about pruning, it can be a status under attack. Your status is under attack. You were known as this, and then something goes on, and then your status is not as sharp as it used to be. Anybody ever going through that? Yeah, I see one hand over on the right. What about this guy? Okay. Your status is different. You know, they bring in a new person in, and they just, you know, talking about how great this person is and what they're going to do. Okay, what's going on, man? You shake your head. And, you know, you're no longer the superstar. They brought in a new kid on the block. And so that can seem like it's pruning. But what happens if the new kid on the block is preparing you? They're coming in so you can be promoted. They're not a threat because God is using them to take you to the next level. I got a question in the back.
Yes, Pastor, I have an example of that.
Okay.
The past week, our company said that they wanted to add another team member to my team. And when my boss was going over the role with me, and she's like, okay, well, do you think that the new person should do this, this, and that? And they were going to take over the market that I thought I would have gotten.
Okay.
And I kept my mouth quiet for once. And once I got to the end of what she was talking about, I realized she was making a way for me to be able to stay at home, whereas the new person would have to cover for my old position, and you would have to come in the office for that. So I was like, look at the Lord.
So it seemed for a moment that her status was under attack. But it was a preparation because she wants to be at home. What if she opened her mouth and started talking ugly? Y'all know what I mean by talking ugly, don't you? Because y'all don't talk pretty when you're Christians. When you get upset, you go ugly on them. But I thought. But Netta do it all the time. But anyway. I learned to roll with the punches with them. Some people y'all got to roll with. Y'all know that, right? Yeah. It seems like opportunities are lost and they're severed. People promise you, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. Pastor, I'm going to take care of this. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to be concerned about that. How many of you guys been promised something and it was never delivered? Amen. So this hurts. When pruning is going on, this hurts. It's disappointing, and some don't make it. Now, understand what I mean? Some don't make it. Some quit. Some stop. Some just give up. When pruning is taking place and you're not understanding it, you begin to withdraw. Anybody ever withdrew? Amen. We withdraw. We get weary. Lord, you promised that I would have that spouse by 2021. And how many weeks you got left? So you get weary and you say, I'd never date again. No, they'll go deeper. What they'll do? What a person to do? They'll say, I'll never trust God again because he don't keep his word. Now, if he gave you that spouse before the end of 2021, was that the right one? Were you ready or were they ready? Are they more ready than you are? Y'all write this down if y'all want to talk about it. We gravitate towards our emotional health when we pick out a spouse. So don't be cussing and fussing at them. Because on the inside, there's a part of us that drew that person because of our emotional health. We was emotional enough where we felt that our emotional stability was with and in that relationship. Now, the true part is, the true reality is, we can outgrow a person. We can outgrow them. Because if you're reading the word, studying the word, bringing in new data to yourself, and they're staying exactly the same. See, when we're in God, we grow. The key word I say is in God. In God. Meaning that that's what you think about in the morning. You're talking to him throughout the day. I'm not talking about Sunday. Everybody know what Sunday is. You got happy hour on Thursday. We start out with a lot of folk looking at happy hour on Thursday. Because that's the middle of the week for us. But I'll watch it later. But if you're used to 7 o'clock, and we're keeping it at 7 o'clock, and you did that for so many years, wouldn't the natural tendency is to watch when I'm normally there? But see, I'm not responsible for that. I'm responsible for what I tell you. You're responsible for what you do with what I tell you. Because write this down. There's three ways you can interpret information. You can receive it. I'm sharing right now. You can receive that. But somebody out there is rejecting what I just saw, said. And then there's got other people that's distorting what I just said. Who is the pastor to tell me when I can watch the ministry? That's why I got it and I can replay it. So then we quit. I'm just talking about purging. When purging is not what we want to see, we don't want to see the results that we see. So then we'll just, you'll withdraw first. And y'all seen it in ministries, because just about everybody here is in the ministry, involved in the ministry. And you saw Billy Bob one day and Sally another day in ministry, and then they disappeared. They didn't tell you where they were going. They didn't tell you they were leaving. You just saw them, and you saw them run to another aisle. When we are purged and we feel withdrawn, you start to withdraw, you start to get weary, you start to quit, then you return to your old comfort zone. Your old comfort zone. Because you know exactly what to expect in that old comfort zone. Them same shoes, that same chair. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You got that favorite chair? And it's jacked up, got tape on it and all that kind of stuff. Get rid of the chair, get another one. Uh-oh. I'm going to go over on this side, Teresa. I'm over here on this side. But see, familiar is comfortable. Because you know what's going to happen. The reason why we like to rewatch movies, and Jazz, she'll tell you, my Equalizer part 1 and 2, I know the words. So the reason why we like to watch it, Sharon, is because we know what's going to happen. We ain't got to be surprised by it. The only thing I do is I get new popcorn or new Pepsi. But everything else is the same. And what I notice about this movie is I'm the only one that watch it. Curly go up to another TV. Jazz and Corey, all of a sudden, they got to go home. They just say, hey, all right, Pops. All right, see. So the reason why we lack familiarity in our life is because we know what to expect. But see, we were not created to stay the same. That's why God brought forth purging, so that we can change. So during this purging, where we experience loss, we get this feeling that we thought we lost or failed. How many of y'all felt like that? Where we thought we lost and failed when God is providing purging for us. We are beginning to be purged because we are succeeding. He just said about the plant. About the tree, about purging. That he has to purge these things to bring forth more fruit. So when we distort what he's doing with purging in our lives, then what happens is we get to a place where we think we are failing because we see loss, we see status change, we see withdrawal. And he's purging us because we are succeeding and he wants us to bring forth more fruit. Only the best branches are purged. Only the best branches are purged. So I got news for you. He purged me. But he calls me his best. He's purging you. But how are you looking at it? How are you perceiving it? Because I got a secret for you. People don't break into a poor person's house to steal. They come after the rich and the wealthy to steal. So if you're wondering why you're being purged, it's because he considers you wealthy. The enemy sees that you're wealthy. The enemy is aware that in 1 week, this person has done this. In 2 weeks, this person has done that. In 3 days, the person has done this. If I don't stop him, he's going to be one of our problems. I'm talking about the enemy, the reason why he's purging you. You don't break into a poor person's house to get things. Are you a poor person? More fruit is the ideal of what God wants to operate in our life. So as we're talking about finishing strong, we got to take a look at that thing. In John chapter 15, verse 2, in the New Living Translation. Let me tip y'all in on something. See, when purging is going on, we think it has to be big stuff. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We think it's big stuff. So y'all don't know how I thought about, now I need to come out here. Now, because I'm purging and I'm dealing with me honoring Michelle when I said the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. So I'm giving Michelle, that's the person who does the PowerPoints and all that. And I would give it to her on Friday. Then I worked to do it on Wednesday. And so when God set me down last night because I finished the message, then I say, well, if I got self-control, then that means I'm not going to call Michelle at 10 o'clock tonight, Saturday night, and tell her what God is doing. So I tell you what I'm going to do. Now, this is just little stuff. It might be silly to y'all, but it's big to me. Because if I'm purging, that means I can adjust myself to the situation or the circumstance. So I say, y'all ain't never seen me minister from here like this. But I'm purged enough that I can be flexible. Because if flexibility means that she gets the rest and y'all still get glorified, take the podium from there and put it down here. Just don't mess with my wife's decoration. Because you're really going to be purged then. But his word said, so just look, purging can be small things that makes a big difference. Repeat that. Purging can be small things that make a big difference. We think it has to be massive stuff. But everything starts off small. And I'm telling you something else while we're at it. God's word says, do not despise small beginnings. We didn't always have two buildings. We were renting out another man's church at another time. Didn't despise small beginnings. So John chapter 15, verse 2 in the New Living Translation. It's good. You guys good. I am the true. Grapevine. And my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch. Say every. Every. Of mine. That doesn't produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. So what is he cutting in your life? What is he cutting in your life? Because he wants to produce more fruit. Now, John 15, 4 says, remind me, remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. If I only talk to him on Monday or on Sunday, I don't talk to him during the week. Am I remaining in him? No. Now, he's remaining in me because he's not leaving me. Do I study the word? Do I read the word? Do I pray? How am I remaining in him if I'm not a part of him? I don't have time for him. I'm too busy. What's some excuses why we don't read the word, why we don't pray? Y'all shout it out. I shout it back. Fall asleep. All right. What else? Thanks for your honesty. What else? Y'all keep an eye on her back there. No, I'm just messing with you. What's some other reason why? Too busy. What? God knows my heart. I don't understand the word anyway. Got too much on my mind.
It's not for me.
It's not for me. Well, pastor's going to give me the word. But if you're in something, that means you're a part of something. If you're a part of something, you invest in what you're a part of. Don't just wait for Sunday. Because the time is coming when you will have to use the faith that you have, whether small or large, to overcome a situation or circumstance. But he says, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. You can't be. So we can try other stuff. I love this. This is what T.D. Jakes said. I was flipping through the station, and I saw that, and I was like, okay, let me stop it. Let me stop right there. Y'all ready for this one? Y'all write this down. T.D. Jakes said. God isn't preparing the blessing for you. He's preparing you for the blessing. God isn't preparing the blessing for you. He's preparing you for the blessing. Can you take criticism? Stop. Say stop lying. Stop lying. They said this about me. So what if criticism needs to be pruned from your life? Do you want everybody to like you? What if pruning is getting you to a place where it's okay for them to dislike you? Are you a person of your word? What if that's the pruning process? So the blessing is already there, but he has to prepare you for the blessing, because if we walk in it and we're not ready, not only will people be damaged, but so will we. There are churches that have closed, and the members have not found another church. What if we looked at the man instead of looking at God in the man? I'm just talking about pruning. So what do Holy Spirit reveal to us right now, in a moment of time, the area, notice I said singular, area of our life that needs to be pruned. When you show it to us, we'll receive it. We'll acknowledge it by raising our hand. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So guys, just listen. He talks fast. While he's talking to you, I'm going to look at John chapter 15, verse 7. But he said, but if you remain in me, remember what I said about reading the word? And my words remain in you. You may ask for anything you want. It didn't say need. It said want. And it will be granted. See, we go around talking about the fact that you can only ask God for what you need. Liar, liar, pants on fire. We can ask him for what we want. So, Father, I thank you in advance that the people have asked and received. I see one, I see two, three, four, five. I'm just counting them out. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. I see 13, 14. If you're in the back, you guys got to raise your hand real high, whoever you are. So repeat after me, because he said, if you ask, you'll receive. So if you haven't received, then I want you to repeat after me. Only you are going to say this. If the person raised their hand, they got it. They don't need to say it. Say, it's a lie. Oh, so everybody received then. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So it's a lie. Your word says that if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it's open unto me. So I choose to receive. And just keep your eyes closed. and he talks fast. I see you. 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 Amen. Anybody want to share? Yeah, this is real. This live video. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Finances. Okay. Got one over here. Approval. Okay, I just shouted out there. Approval, finances. Anger. Okay. What else? Uncertainty. Okay. Ungodly counsel. Okay. Consistency. So, huh? Ministry. Okay. So go ahead and write those down, guys. Those who didn't say, and so I didn't repeat. But those, everybody who got something, write it down, because that's the very area he's going to start to purge. Now, the secret that I didn't tell y'all, whatever area that is going to get intense. Okay? I say that for last. Okay? Because how will you know it's working if you're not tested? Uh-oh. So if it's anger, you're going to get mad. But then you're going to have to rely on him because you're mad. If it's finances, the enemy is going to come for it. Because did you believe in your finances over God? I know that's what me. Anybody else? Or y'all too spiritual? Acknowledge. The job is my source. Okay. So a young lady raised her hand. Can I get a mic over here? Okay. I got a question in the back.
I think I'm understanding that pruning can happen in two ways. One, externally, mm-hmm. right? God is choosing in ways that I'm not aware of. Mm-hmm. And then this is the way that I'm choosing to prune.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Okay. But the reason why I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to show you is because they are working together. But see, you were honest enough to participate in what we just did. So that's an area he was going to get to eventually, but you was... You say, Lord, I'm mature. Lord, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at this. So you won't be shocked. Okay? Yep. So he can prune us, or we can sign up to be pruned. Uh-oh. Wait. What does that grunt mean? What's that? Okay. All right, young lady in the back, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're not going to sign up, Pastor.
Y'all not going to sign up?
No. He going to have to force me.
Oh, okay.
But you were talking about the test. And I'm fine with taking a test, Pastor.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, is it like a pop quiz type of thing? Or is it something that I'm being prepared for? You know, pop quiz, we don't like that.
Okay.
I like to prepare.
Okay. So if you know the area that you need to be pruned in, it's always been tested. You just never saw it. Because you said, I don't like doing this. Pastor, I'm not ready for this. So it's been going on for a while. You just haven't looked at it. But I'm asking you today. Just take a look. Because did he give you an area when you raised your hand, or you didn't raise your hand?
I raised my hand. Okay. I yelled out ministry, and basically he just showed me up there singing.
He showed you what?
Up there.
Oh, he showed you up there?
Up singing. Singing, Pastor, speaking.
I know. Y'all know what just happened, right? Megan, why are you shaking your head? What did you see?
I think he's calling her to lean more into what her anointing.
So just be ready, because you're going to be called to speak. Because that's the very area that you tried to run from. Okay? If the mice wasn't so expensive, I would drop them. Whatever you don't think you're qualified to do is the very area that you have to depend on him to do it. Because see, he went out stuff out the way. Y'all understand what I'm saying? When I come up here, I'm talking about the time I spent with him. And I'm only sharing what I spent with him. I'm not talking about stuff I want to talk about. Curly get all that. Amen? Any questions? Wayne? Oh, you can come on up there. If you can come this way. Yeah. Okay.
It kind of piggybacks a little bit about what Ashley said. And I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it seemed like it was always so natural for you to speak in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something that you had to be pruned of as far as a particular aspect of your ministry?
Yeah. Because, you know, everybody want to be liked when they bring forth something. So, you know, are they going to like it? Then I grew from are they going to like it to will they receive? Then will they receive it? And then you hear about things going on about, okay, so anyway, I'm going to come over here. All right, so once I realized that I don't care whether they like it because he told me what to say, then I went to will they receive? And then after that, I realized I'm responsible for what I say, but you're responsible for what you do with what I say. So there are different stages where I was pruned so that I would be more effective in resting in him. Because when I'm up here, I'm in rest. I'm at total rest. You know, you can ask a question. I don't try to figure out what your question going to be or anything like that because I've been pruned to rest in everything that he's going to do. So when you ask a question, he's answering the question. So I'm just, what would y'all call that? Where you can see me, but I'm just resting in him the whole time. At peace. Yeah. Because that's when I try to get you to a point where I focus on receiving instead of doing. Because if he's working through me, all I got to do is receive. I had somebody back there?
Mine was procrastination and excuses.
Okay, all right.
And it's funny that you said T.D. Jakes because I was watching a program and his son-in-law said that he was watching a program as well and the person said that procrastination is the audacity to think that you can do something tomorrow that God is calling you to do today.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Yeah, yeah. Bogging up that tree. There you go. Ashley, you okay back there? You still breathing? Y'all check. Make sure she's still breathing because she's speaking coming up. She just don't know when. Okay, yes, sir.
We have someone online who said that they are being pruned of criticism of people.
Ooh, okay, okay. Awesome. Tell them they can do it. You guys got it. You got it. You got it. Because he wants to bring forth more fruit in your life. Because instead of talking about other people, you can be talking about him. The goodness of God. What's God's goodness like? Ross, you ready to jump out of the seat. So, I mean, you know, you can just look at certain people and they just receive it, man. They're soaking. Anybody else? Y'all got it? So on Thursday night, what night?
Thursday.
Happy hour? 7 o'clock. I'm going to continue, but I finished this part. So God said in order to finish strong, he wanted to prune some things. And you guys heard what the prune was because he told you. So just repeat after me. Holy Spirit, because you showed me the areas you want to prune, I thank you that I received the rest acquired to do that change. I'm not responsible to try to make it happen. But I'm arresting you as it happens, as you give me instruction, insight, and revelation. I will rest as it's done in me to your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Boy, this was good. This was good for me. Amen. See, because I don't care whether you like it or not. If he told me to do it. So I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you that you've made me flexible because I haven't always been that way. And I thank you in advance for the lives are being changed and minds being renewed as a result of your word going forth. And how do I know that? Because your word cannot return void. It must. It has to accomplish the things wherefore you send it. So I thank you, Father, in advance. That every head is bowed and every eye is closed. But the pruning process for those who are watching is the fact that they can to make a decision to walk out of darkness into your light. So the pruning process for them is to come from a place where they can now be saved. So the congregation is praying with me, aloud with me, Father, in the name of Jesus. The word says in Romans 10:9-10, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the Son.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.